It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. And it is March 29 of 2022. A lot going on. Some breaking news. Last hour. We'll get to that here in just a moment. However you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Just type in 1650102.3 The Fan. You'll see it pop up there on that Zuckerberg machine. Hammer the like button, and your Facebook experience will improve at least tenfold. I've done the math. Trust me. Check out the all-new website. That's where you get the podcast of this show. All sorts of local and statewide sports news. Check it out, 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. Heck, go ahead and make it your homepage. You won't regret it. Number to dial, 319-277-1918. If you want to join in today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, or you can call 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. We have that technology. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. We'll get it going, as usual, here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. After we do that, we take timeout number one and get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this chilly and windy Tuesday. And we'll come back from that break, and really glad we got David Eicholt today of HawkeyeInsider.com, friend of the show. You follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt. And the breaking news this afternoon, which technically is breaking, is it shocking? I don't think so. Is it surprising? I don't think so. Iowa sophomore forward Keegan Murray announced last hour on social media that he is foregoing his remaining eligibility and entering the 2022 NBA draft. And I think it's the right decision for Keegan Murray, and I'll explain them. And I'll first start by saying that I was pretty surprised with a few Hawkeye friends of mine that told me recently. It was during the Big Ten tournament, actually, when I was chatting it up with some of these Hawk friends of mine. They thought he needed to come back and work on his game instead of enter the NBA. And in fairness to my friends, I think their take on that is in large part due to the running joke I have on the show here, when we will dip a pinky toe very occasionally in talking NBA. And that running joke on the show, if you're new here, that I'll make is there's 19 NBA fans in the state of Iowa. There just doesn't seem to me to be very many fans of the NBA. I am an NBA fan, have been my entire life, to varying degrees, have watched my Chicago Bulls, usually anywhere from a dozen to 50-ish games out of the 82-game regular season. And it's the best basketball players on the planet playing in a league together. That's why I like it. See, I know what the common detractions are or criticisms are. Oh, they don't play any defense. Yeah, they actually do. There's a lot of defense that gets played. Now, is that always happening at a high level during the regular season? No, not always. But like I mentioned, best players in the world, best shot makers in the world, pretty easy to get deflated sometimes when you play perfect defense. You'd still get a shot hit in your face. So to get back to Keegan Murray with regard to this, I am, in a sense, toot my own horn here and telling you that as an NBA fan my entire life, I am 100% convinced this was the move for Keegan Murray. And a big part of that is every year you get older, the shine really starts to come off of yourself as an NBA prospect. And this is, you know, on the other side of this coin, why I've had the evaluation I've had of A.J. Green, where I said he won't get drafted into the NBA. Whereas if you would have asked me that question after his sophomore year, I would have said, maybe, yeah, it's possible. But Keegan Murray is still young, right? And he has an NBA caliber body. He is a big forward that can stretch the floor, which is so important in today's game. He has guard skills, which is so important for big men to have those as well. He really is a well-packaged skill set that NBA teams covet. And that will show up, I guarantee you, for anybody out there right now that thinks this is the wrong move for Keegan Murray, you will be proven wrong on draft night when he is a lottery pick, when he is, I would say, I would bet a decent amount of money that he's a top 10 pick, and it will not surprise me if he's a top 5 pick. So let that sink in. And when you're maybe going, ah, man, Cole, what are you drinking, man? Ask yourself, how much of an NBA fan are you? How closely have you watched the league throughout your life? Because my bet is I've followed it more closely than you. And, you know, another thing that helps Keegan Murray too, a versatile defender. And guys that can guard in the league are so valuable. And I was listening to Nick Nurse on J.J. Redick's podcast, and he puts it all up on YouTube. It's called The Old Man and the Three. It's actually really good. If you're into the NBA at all, or at the very least, you should be into Nick Nurse, right? A native Iowan, NBA champion, is coach of the Raptors, still coaching up there in the six. That was a fascinating episode to listen to. Nick Nurse said that there's a two-year learning curve for even the best defenders that come out of college and enter the NBA. So Keegan will have plenty on his plate to learn, but he is legit, and this is the right move for him. And we'll talk about it more, of course, when David Eicholt joins us in the next segment. We'll talk Iowa spring football. After we're done talking with David, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break. That will be our final segment of today's show. We're making way for the NIT semifinal doubleheader tonight here on The Fan. St. Bonaventure takes on Xavier. Coverage begins at 5:45. That's followed by Washington State against Texas A&M. So keep your radio locked right here. We got a mild hustle-up edition of the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. And we'll get you Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary and an NFL Network update before we hand the baton to our friends at Westwood One Sports. So just to let you know about that as well. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for a Tuesday. The Metro Girls High School Soccer Jamboree taking place at the Cedar Valley Soccer Complex. To my knowledge, have not heard that this has been canceled or postponed. So if anybody does know of that, please let me know. The schools are competing in 40-minute halves. The schedule of matches at 4, Waterloo United took on Denver and just got started 10 minutes ago at 5, Waverly Shell Rock taking on Independence at 6, Columbus goes against Decorah, and at 7, Cedar Falls faces Hudson. In case you missed this story yesterday, this is getting a lot of people's attention. Waverly Shell Rock High School is being asked by a group of schools led by New Hampton to leave the century-old Northeast Iowa Conference. The Upper Iowa Conference has recently invited New Hampton, Crestwood, and Waukon to leave the NEIC. If one of those schools leave, the conference would be left with just 5 schools and, according to its bylaws, would not be able to continue. The strategy behind asking Waverly Shell Rock to leave is that another smaller school might be more likely in that case to join the NEIC and keep it solvent. Waverly Shell Rock's current 9th through 12th grade enrollment is 596 students, the largest in the conference. New Hampton, by comparison, is at 272. That is the smallest in the conference. The Buffalo Bills announced late yesterday that they have re-signed offensive guard Ike Bucker to a 1-year deal. The 27-year-old Cedar Falls native was an unrestricted free agent after playing last season on his 1-year restricted free agent tender. He made 10 starts at left guard last season before an Achilles injury put a stop to things in Week 16 at New England. Bucker has 17 career starts with the Bills. He originally signed with Buffalo in 2018 as an undrafted rookie out of Iowa. UNI's A.J. Green has been named a finalist for the Lou Henson National Player of the Year Award. The award is presented annually to the top mid-major player in D1 college basketball. Green, the 6'4 guard, led the Panthers, averaging 18.8 points per game this season. The Cedar Falls native was named the Missouri Valley Conference's Player of the Year for the second time in the past 3 seasons. The winner of the Lou Henson Award will be announced on Friday. And as I led off with the show, here are the fine details. Iowa Hawkeyes forward Keegan Murray announced this afternoon on social media that he's entering the 2022 NBA draft. Multiple projections have the Cedar Rapids Prairie product as a top 16 lottery pick. Murray ranked first in the country in player efficiency rating and was 4th in points per game this season. His 23.6 points per game average was tops among players from a major conference, and he was the only player nationally to average 23-plus points, 8-plus rebounds, and 2-plus blocks per game this season. Meanwhile, the list of postseason honors continues to get longer for Murray. The consensus All-American is up for numerous national awards and has been named a finalist for both the Lute Olson Player of the Year and Lefty Drizel Awards. The Lefty Drizel Award is given annually to the top defensive player in D1 basketball. Murray is the first Hawkeye to be named a finalist for the award. In case you missed this, Iowa State's all-time leading scorer in women's basketball is coming back for another season. Second-team All-American Ashley Jones has said she will return to Ames. Jones has played the last 4 seasons with the Clones and is the program's all-time leading scorer with 2,369 points. And as you might imagine, today's Iowa baseball game at Illinois State has been canceled due to cold temperatures. No plans to make up the contest at this point. It's the 4th game of the season the Hawkeyes have had affected by Mother Nature. And Coach Heller and the Hawks return to action Friday at Ann Arbor, their Big Ten Conference opener against Michigan. Friday's first pitch is set for 3 o'clock. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we'll break down the Keegan Murray news, and we talk Iowa spring football with our guy, David Eichel. You're listening to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
NFL overtime rules are being tweaked for next year, but only for the playoffs. Now both teams will each get a chance to possess the ball at least once, the change originally proposed by the Eagles and Chiefs. John Harbaugh gets a 3-year extension from the Ravens. Taysom Hill's future with the Saints is not at quarterback. Head coach Dennis Allen said he'll focus on the tight end spot. The 31-year-old Swiss Army knife had made 9 starts at QB for New Orleans over the last 2 seasons, but the addition of veteran Andy Dalton on a 1-year deal lessens the need for Hill at quarterback. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said Jimmy Garoppolo's injured shoulder may have delayed trade talks, and he can envision a situation where the veteran quarterback is still on the roster this summer, but declined to say whether he'd be the starter if he was still there. It wasn't long ago the Bulls occupied the top spot in the East. Now they're tied with the Raptors for the 5th spot with 7 games left. Chicago continues its road trip tonight in Washington after a loss in New York last night. Right above the Bulls are the Sixers and Bucks tied for 3rd. They'll meet in Milwaukee with both teams coming off loss. And the Jazz have dropped 4 straight and will face the Clippers, who have done them one better or worse with 5 straight losses. LA has also lost 8 of 10.
Hey, David, you copy?
We're 4 days away from the epic showdown between Duke and UNC in the Final 4. Steve Wojciechowski and Joel Berry join the Zach Gelb Show today at 6 p.m.
Kidding.
Eastern, 3 Pacific.
No.
The countdown is on. 9 days until Cubs baseball on 1650 The Fan.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
With Lowell Elementary School officially open and students and teachers settled into their new home, we wanted to say
about
thank you to Waterloo for being so supportive of the entire Lowell Elementary community. Our students, staff, and families enjoyed an official grand opening with Mayor Hart and many other dignitaries in attendance. Thank you, Lowell students, for leading tours of the building at the grand opening, and especially to 5th grade student Eric Zaniga, who spoke about how love leads Lowell. We also want to offer a big shout out to 9 of our high school students who are hockey players on the Waterloo Warriors hockey team. They represented the state of Iowa and competed for the USA Hockey High School National Championship in Dallas, Texas. They were up against teams from Nevada, South Dakota, and New York. At Waterloo Schools, our students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
Meet Linda. Hello. Linda just bought a smart home hub and was ecstatic to see her grandkids on their weekly chats. However, this grandma spends most of her time troubleshooting across time zones. Fortunately for Linda, technical support is right down the road. With CFU Wi-Fi, our highly trained technician will install a new Wi-Fi system and connect all of her devices. Now, Linda can chat with her family and ask about their week instead of her password. CFU Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi made simple.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA, the Bulls at the Wizards tonight. Chicago a 3-point road favorite. The over-under set at 223.5. Chicago struggling as of late, having lost 6 of their last 8 games and 11 of their last 15. They fell to the Knicks on Monday, 109-104. Just over a week until the start of the Major League Baseball season, delayed by the 99-day lockout, the Chicago Cubs at plus 1,200 odds to win the NL Central Division, third on the odds board behind the Brewers, the minus 200 favorite, and the Cardinals at plus 1,200. In the AL Central, the White Sox, the minus 225 favorite to win the division, the Tigers and Twins each at plus 550.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 38, winds out of the southeast, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54, overcast. Mixed precipitation likely, tomorrow night 28, cloudy. About an inch of snow, tomorrow night through Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 38.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
There's more breaking news. And more breaking news as it relates to the Iowa men's basketball team. So it's a good thing we got David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com to join us here. I have a strong feeling this is a man who is multitasking at the moment. I know how it goes. David, thanks as always for joining the show. Go ahead and share with the audience what you shared with me over the break, as in more Hawkeye basketball breaking news.
Yeah, Cole, first of all, good to be back with you. And obviously, there's no off season here. I mean, but let's just be real about it, especially with the way the transfer portal and everything is going on. It's an ever-changing landscape. But speaking of the transfer portal, Iowa point guard Joe Toussaint has officially entered the transfer portal with no intention of returning back to the Hawkeyes. And in his farewell notes, after I and a couple other outlets reported that he's entered the portal, Joe Toussaint came out with a statement saying that he's looking for an expanded role at another institution. So very, very curious where this leaves Iowa going into next year. I had thought if there was going to be a point guard to transfer, I thought Aaron Euless, just given the lower minutes that he seemed to receive in the final couple weeks of the season. But like I said, Cole, it's a changing landscape, but we know how Fran's always been kind of iffy on utilizing the transfer portal over his coaching career, not just at Iowa. But I think, Cole, we're at the point now where it's adapt or die and get left behind. And I think Iowa certainly now has to look into the portal for a couple instant impact kind of guys.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there with some of these coaches that have been reticent to really dive in this transfer portal pool. Well, guess what? You're getting shoved in whether you like it or not at this point, because there's just so much roster turnover happening. And we can have a longer conversation about when does the pendulum swing back, because there's going to be data that gets out there that I know is already in part out there about a number, hundreds of transfers for Division I football last year ended up without a school. So you have to think at some point these players will wise up and go, well, I don't want to be on the street without getting my a free education at the very least. So that's more of a conversation for another day. But I think the more immediate conversation to have right now is, you know, what can Fran McCaffrey go out and get in the portal? And what does history indicate in terms of how he's going to be able to get someone to come to Iowa instead and convince them that that's better than, you know, maybe going to any other schools that are competing for these guys, because these guys all have long lists when they're in the portal.
No doubt. And I think, I think Iowa will have a little bit to sell. I think obviously the Big Ten champions, but the reality, Cole, is the big piece is Chris Murray going to return next season. And based on what Keegan said today, which, by the way, if you hadn't already heard, Keegan Murray is declared for the 2022 NBA draft, and he absolutely should have. With all due respect to him, he would have been an idiot not to, because he's going to go top five, top 10, go get your $30 million or whatever the case may be. But I think you look at Peyton Sanford, who I think is going to take a huge leap next year. You look at Chris Murray, look at Patrick McCaffrey. I mean, there's a number of pieces, Cole, where you look at these kind of wing type guys that can shoot the ball in a Fran McCaffrey style offense. And if I'm a point guard who's looking to assist, man, you're kind of licking your chops. Like, okay, this is an offense I can absolutely run. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for me. And there's pieces around. And, Iowa is already going to go after a big man. They're talking the big man from Utah Valley, who's probably the number one transfer on the market right now, which Kentucky, Gonzaga, a number of other schools want him as well. But Iowa, I think, is at least, getting him to listen, which I think is a big deal. But I think Iowa is going to have to go land a big man in the portal. I think they're going to have to land a guard next year, because right now guard depth would be a concern for me. I think DeSante Bowen, who's going to be here in summer, I think he's got some nice upside, but he's got to continue to cut down the turnovers. Aaron Euless, I think, brings a couple really nice things to the table, but I think his shot making needs to be a little bit more consistent. Yeah. So I think minimum right now, Cole, I was going to have to try to land two guys in the portal, or get another option would be Aiden Shaw, a 2022 prospect who had committed to Missouri but got his letter of intent released after Quanto Martin had been fired. So I think that's something to monitor as well. Iowa, I believe, was in his top three before he committed to Missouri.
How many teams across the country, David, are going to be able to not go get at least one guy, if, two, in the transfer portal? I think that's where we're at now, because that's a big part of the conversation here in Cedar Falls as it relates to you and I. We know that Iowa State's going to have to get multiple guys. So if it's, you know, pervasive across the state of Iowa, it's everywhere now.
No doubt. And I feel bad for the mid-major coaches who actually really excel, because guess what? They're going to be redoing their team every single year, because those top guys are either going to the NBA or they're going to transfer. Very few guys are going to remain at their school. So, you know, it's going to be a very interesting thing to monitor, Cole, because I could see mid-major coaches don't want to deal with that forever. I think a lot of those guys have the heart and they want to stay at that level for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I respect that, but there's going to come a day where if it's their fourth or fifth season, they've had some good years, Cole, but if they're redoing their entire roster and the roster turnover every single year, why would they want to stay there? And I, you know, it's just the point now where everything's fluid in college sports. And it's, I don't want to say it's quite free agency yet, but I think we're very much towing that line of getting to that point.
Yeah. And I wonder too, as I've seen this play out, if it should be, maybe you get two free transfers and then after that, you can only transfer again if your coach leaves or something of that nature, just to kind of rein this in a little bit. But I do want to shift the conversation toward Keegan Murray declaring for the NBA draft. I agree with everything you said, explained in the open of today's show, all the reasons that he absolutely needed to make this decision and go to the NBA. And David, because I know you watch the NBA, I think that the ceiling for a Keegan Murray to make a player comp here is like a Pascal Siakam up in Toronto, with probably what could become a much better three-point shot than Siakam has. It's going to take a lot of work for Keegan to get defensively to where Siakam's at because of the learning curve of defense in the NBA, but he's more than capable. You're talking about a guy that, I don't know, maybe the floor is a seventh or eighth man, a Swiss Army knife forward that can guard almost every position, and I think the ceiling is a starter that could score somewhere in the teens per game.
Cole, I got to give my hat tip to you, because I had not thought of that Pascal Siakam comparison, but I'm a big fan of it. I think that makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. I'm with you. Look, Keegan's a guy, and I've talked to a couple of NBA scouts I know we've shared where I think he can be a top five pick. I've heard as high as number three even. I think he can get to that level with a really good NBA combine showing. But one NBA scout described to me about Keegan is he is the safest player in this year's draft class, which I think is among the highest praise that you can get.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But, and I agree, because you look at what can't Keegan do on the floor. And I'm not saying he's excellent in every facet of the game, but you look at him and you're like, yeah, he can defend. He can get in passing lanes. He can block shots. He's a great athlete. Shot over 40% from three. And shifting back to our conversation before the season, Cole, when we were talking about can Keegan take that next step and go to the NBA, I said a magic number for him was about 40% from three. If he got up to that range, I think he would have a really, really tough decision to make. But obviously, it wasn't a tough decision. And I think after the first month of the season, I think everybody knew it wasn't going to be a tough decision. He was clearly the best player on the floor. So I'm with you. I like the Pascal Siakam comparison. I think that, like you said, I think the floor is probably an eighth man, but I expect Keegan next year to go on a team, and I expect him, especially given the right situation, I think he can be a starter. And if my Oklahoma City Thunder end up at number five, I'm going to be screaming at my TV to take Keegan Murray, because I think he would excel with Josh Giddey,
yeah,
and some of the young pieces that they have there. But I'll also throw out this. If San Antonio gets a decent draft spot, I think San Antonio could be a really nice spot for him as well. But he's one of those players, Cole, where I think you throw him on 25 of the teams and they'll find a way to make him work, because he's just that versatile.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. A few more minutes here with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. A couple bits of breaking news. If you're just joining us, Keegan Murray has declared for the 2022 NBA draft, and Iowa point guard Joe Toussaint has entered the transfer portal with no intention to return. And let's talk some spring football. I understand that incumbent starting quarterback Spencer Petras spoke today. What in particular, if anything, stuck out, David, from what Spencer had to say, as there is this this quarterback competition going on that's getting, of course, a lot of attention?
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things, Cole, where I felt like I could feel the entire state shaking their head at the same time when you said incumbent starting quarterback. But look, the reality is I still believe right now Spencer Petras is the best quarterback option that's on campus right now. But I'll say this, you know, some of the criticism for Spencer Petras is obviously warranted. Some of it I don't think is. I think people are just projecting their frustrations on Spencer. But if there's one thing that I think people need to give a lot of credit to Spencer for, I think he's incredibly self-aware. He knows his flaws. He knows his strengths. And talking to him today, I thought was very, it was a very enlightening conversation. He was very transparent, which was, you know, I always appreciate as a journalist. But he said, look, the reality is when I look back at my tape last year is I'm too smart of a player to not take advantage of these coverages. There were times where he said, yeah, I wish I went downfield. There are times where I wish I went, you know, I checked down earlier because there would have been more opportunity to gain yardage in some of those check down situations. And he just said, working directly with Brian, he's a huge fan of it. He said, right when Ken O'Keefe stepped aside, that he wanted Brian to be the quarterback coach, because if there's two people on campus that need to be on the same page, at least on a football team, it's the offensive coordinator and it's the quarterback. And now it's a more of a direct relationship with that. So Spencer's a huge fan of it. And also it was very interesting that he went into detail about Brian's coaching style early on. He said Brian is a lot more conceptual. I mean, he said that they've spent 20 plus minutes analyzing one play, every single angle. So everybody knows what, you know, what are the options, what's everybody doing, and they really take a deep dive into that. And I think when you look at this Iowa offense, Cole, I think that's a great move. I really do, because if you can just understand these plays at such a deep level, you're never going to be in panic mode. And at times, I think when you look at Spencer's film, he was in panic mode. So I'm intrigued about the progress I'll see from what I saw today versus the end of spring practice, but definitely some interesting things I think from him today.
And when it comes to this competition, David, if Spencer Petras does X better, then he's really going to have a good shot at keeping the job, if we can say that. Or if Alex Padilla does Y better, well, he's really going to have a shot to steal this job away.
I think if Spencer can have a little more touch on his deep passes and trust his arm more, I think that that will secure him the spot. I think that's what people want to see. And I think getting LaPorta back, Lachey, Keegan Johnson, Arlen Bruce, I think the chemistry is there, and I think he has an opportunity to do that. But if Alex Padilla stops panicking in the pocket and takes some of those easier throws instead of looking for the home run play, I think Padilla can make a push. It's almost like the opposite for each quarterback, but where one's weaker in it, the other one more so excels, at least from the limited film that I've seen. So I think Spencer is going to be the starting quarterback at this point, but it's definitely going to be something to monitor going forward. But I think if Spencer can trust his talent, trust his football IQ, and have a little bit more touch on some of those home run balls, I think he can lock down the starting spot.
I know you like the freshman Joey Labus from Wisconsin. He's not going to get the reps to be able to compete, or are they sharing reps and it won't matter anyways? What's the latest there?
From what I saw today, again, 30 minutes of one spring practice, but everybody's going to over and analyze it because it's the only time we get the spring till spring game. I thought Spencer got the majority of the reps. I think Joey Labus is still 1 year away from really, really pushing for that spot. I think he doesn't understand the playbook to some degree yet. That's what Spencer's alluded to. That's what Brian's alluded to. That's what Kirk's alluded to. But I've heard good things behind the scenes about him. And I think if he can really continue to get a grasp of the Iowa offense, it's a way too early prediction. But if Spencer doesn't, you know, if Spencer's done after this year, it would not surprise me to see Joey Labus as Iowa starting quarterback next season. It really wouldn't.
David, great stuff. Thanks for hanging with me. I know you got a lot of work on your plate right now, so I appreciate your time, man. Take care, and we'll catch up again soon.
I got the coffee on full blast, Cole. You already know. Always good talking to you, buddy.
That's what's up. Take care, man. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter, @DavidEicholt. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side, our last segment as we make way for the NIT semifinal doubleheader tonight. We'll send it to our friends at Westwood One for coverage beginning at 5:45. So we come back, wrap up the show. If time permits, we'll get you a little more Mark Farley audio on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras has a new position coach this spring. Offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz took over the role of quarterback's coach after Ken O'Keefe announced his retirement.
When Coach O'Keefe told us that, you know, the move that he wanted to make, you know, my first thoughts were that I wanted Brian to take over with the quarterbacks, and so I'm really happy that that's what's happened, and excited to see what we can do. I think he's a really smart guy, and I'm really really excited to see what happens.
The Hawkeyes are coming off a 10-4 season, which included a Big Ten West Division championship, but they're looking to boost an offense that finished near the bottom of the Big Ten a year ago. Petras is competing with Alex Padilla and Joe Labus to become the starting quarterback. The Iowa baseball team had its final pre-conference tune-up at Illinois State canceled today because of expected cold weather. The Hawkeyes are 12-9 on the season and open Big Ten play Friday with the first of a three-game set at Michigan. This is Radio Iowa.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
When it comes to allergies, a small drop can make a big difference. Experience an improved way to treat your allergies, oral allergy drops. Available locally from the Cedar Valley Center for ENT, Sinus, and Allergy. A twice-daily treatment that you can take at home for lasting allergy relief with less hassle. Avoid weekly allergy shots at your doctor's office. And do it all without a referral. Visit CVAllergy.com today. That's CVAllergy.com.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. NIT semifinals coming up at 5:45. Want to get you this audio. UNI football has new coordinators on both sides of the ball. Randall McCray is the new guy. FIU linebackers coach last season, 4 years, 3 years with the Arizona Cardinals as special teams coordinator before that, and then has defensive coordinator experience at Gardner-Webb, Middle Tennessee, and Texas State. Here's Coach Farley talking about the new defensive coordinator, Randall McCray.
I've known Randall for a year as a person, not as a coach. And actually, I had him hired a couple of years, way back in the early single-digit years, 07, 08, somewhere in there. He went to Gardner-Webb to be the defensive coordinator at that time, and he was going to be a position coach here. And before that, you know, he's been a defensive coordinator at Texas State and been a special teams coordinator for Arizona Cardinals. So he's got great experience. And what I like about him is he has the same verbiage, the same background similar to mine, where there can be a quick relationship of what I believe and what he's done fit. Because we run our defense the way we do here, he can come in to help take our defense and maybe give us ideas to make our defense better, okay? But he's in that same family of football, if you will, to do it. Same way with Griffin. Griffin, if you really looked in his past, was with Brandon Hall, when Brandon Hall was with me back in 05, 06, 07, back in there. Well, Brandon Hall was the defensive coordinator for Troy. He was our linebacker coach here, okay? So he goes down to Troy over all the years doing similar stuff, using similar philosophies, terminologies that we use here. So Griffin was his GA at Troy, and then he went to K-State. So he's at K-State, who's using similar terminology, similar things, similar verbiage. And so he fits what we have done. So again, there's two guys that have a similar background to what we do here, and that's why those two fit what we do on defense.
And the Griffin that Coach Mark Farley speaks of is Griffin McCarley, the new linebackers coach. So a lot going on for both the UNI coaching staff and, of course, all the student athletes right now. A lot of learning going on, and the Panthers need this normal spring. Wrote about it at thegazette.com. You can check that out as well. All right, NIT semifinal basketball coming up. We'll get you an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary before we hand the baton to our friends at Westwood One Sports. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.